Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. I'm going to talk to you today about peace. Be still. Peace. Be still. I think all of us would like to have a little more peace in our life. And in fact, God knew that would be such an important thing that in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, it says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control." And those are ones that I think we all desire as followers of Jesus, and I'm so thankful that God wants to help us with those. And obviously, I think God's a God of order and details, and peace is that third one. And I just want to talk to you today about having peace in your life. And, you know, there's just something about saying that word peace that gives us peace. And I love just to say it because it kind of relaxes me when it rolls off my tongue. And the passage of scripture that I want to base this off is Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And we're going to read that, and then I'm going to talk about how we can have peace in the storms of our life. And so I'm going to share five things with you. We'll get probably through a couple of those today and then finish up tomorrow with the other three. But in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, it says, "On that same day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, 'Let us cross over to the other side.' Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But Jesus said to them, 'Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?' And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, 'Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" Can you imagine what a powerful moment that was for the disciples? I mean, you see Jesus stand up and do that and talk to the storm and the winds and just peace, be still. And that's what I'm basing today and tomorrow's programs off of. And I just think there's so many good takeaways from just those six verses in Mark chapter 4. And hope if you're driving or walking, exercising, getting ready for work or cooking breakfast in the morning, that, you know, you're just like, yeah, I'm going to sit down and read that later. But I think, you know, it's interesting that Jesus, you know, after you spoke to thousands there and Sermon on the Mount and fed the 5,000 with the little boy's five loaves of bread and a couple of fish, and but he went to get alongside, wanted to get away and go over to the other side, and yet there were other people that were trying to follow, said other little boats were also with him. And so people are always wanting to get to Jesus. And I want to ask you today, are you going to make an effort to get with Jesus? If you're listening to this program, obviously you are. And I'm so thankful for that. And just my prayer and desire is that this program would draw you closer to Jesus. And then I think, you know, it's just so great that, you know, Jesus asked them about their faith. You know, how is it that, you know, you've been hanging out with me all this time, doing life intimately with you, and that you have no faith? And so I want to encourage you today, if your faith's lacking, that's all we do, Hope is Here. We want to encourage your faith. And the enemy, one of the things where you feel like you're doubting your faith when you don't have peace. And that's one of the things that today and tomorrow that I'm hoping you're going to have more peace as you listen to some scripture and just some things that I think God wants to say to you. And I'm so glad you're here. But I want to share five things that on how you can have peace in the storms of life. And the first one is that, I mean, I think, number one, don't be surprised when the storms come. Number one, don't be surprised when the storms come. I mean, I think we all have to admit we're either entering a storm in our life, or maybe right now you're like, Greg, I'm going through a storm, or you're about ready to exit a storm. So kind of the question today, or the more the statement is, so it's not a matter of if, but when with storms, right? And, you know, Jesus, he forecasted, all right? You know, he told us that, hey, I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And so I want to ask you today, are you letting the storms in your life overwhelm you? Or are you looking to Jesus, the one that said, hey, I've told you things and I know that, you know, you're concerned, scared, but hey, man, in me, you're going to have peace. Then he goes on and reminds him, hey, in this world, you will have trouble. Doesn't say maybe or if. He just, I love it. Jesus just point blank says, hey, in this world, you will have trouble. So be encouraged by that today. If you're going through a season of storms and trouble that, you know, it's not catching Jesus or God by accident or like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Jesus is like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be with you. And, you know, I talk about this, I think last week on Hope Is Here, but, and I've talked about it probably at least once a year over the past 5 years that we've been blessed to do Hope Is Here, that, you know, life's kind of like the seasons of weather. Right now we're in summer, man, it's hot, okay? But everything's just beautiful and bloomed, and I just think summer's phenomenal in Kentucky. It's not usually the extremes in heat, yet just you've got daylight by the time you get up till, you know, 9 o'clock at night, and just such a blessing to see all the beautiful sunshine, go to the pool, the lake, maybe go a beach vacation, all those things. Of course, then we get into fall and things start to change, and I still think it's beautiful in Kentucky where the leaves change. We get in the fall, but then eventually, of course, we get that first frost. The leaves start to fall off the trees and things start to die, and then we get in winter and everything is just barren. And it's dark when you get up. It's dark when you get off work. Oh, my goodness. And just overcast all the time, and usually the weather's cold. Fortunately, usually not extremes. Been blessed to have kind of mild winters the last 2 years, but we've had some big snows and some freezing temperatures. Of course, last Christmas, we had a really bad cold spell there for just a few days, but things are just dying. And, you know, maybe that's where you're at. Greg, I feel like I'm in a winter season of life, and I don't have peace because, even though, yeah, the temperature's, you know, 80-something degrees outside, my life, my world, my heart feels cold right now. And I just want to encourage you today that spring is coming. Oh, we just remember back in April, you know, early May, mid-May, things are blooming. It's just so beautiful, April and May in Kentucky, and things come back to life again. And I want to encourage you today that your heart, your mind, and soul, that things are going to come back to life again. And even though you're in a storm of life right now, and it seems kind of hopeless, and you're struggling to stay hopeful, that you're like, you know what? I'm standing on the promises of God's word today. And you know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And know that God will help you. And he's going to make a way when there seems to be no way. And yet I know sometimes when I let the enemy get my peace is because I'm trying to figure out the storm. Why did you allow this storm to come? At least usually with the weather, we know when the storms are coming. Meteorologists are able to, you know, pretty accurately predict for the most part. They occasionally get them wrong, okay, right? But for the most part, they can tell us what kind of weather patterns we're going to have. But, you know, that's not the way life is on this side of heaven. We live in a fallen world, and sometimes things just out of nowhere, your life changes in an instant with one phone call, one text, one doctor's report, one conversation with a spouse that, you know, hey, I don't love you anymore and I want a divorce, or your boss calls you in and says, hey, I'm sorry, but your position's been eliminated. The doctor's report says, I'm sorry, but it's cancer. And we just, we've all had those conversations with people that are disheartening and can cause us to lose our peace. And I've been guilty of letting the enemy just steal way too many hours and days in my life, trying to understand why some of the storms, the things that have happened in my life. And there's a song by Don Henley, one of the Eagles, that wrote back in the 80s called The Heart of the Matter. And for our younger listeners, I think you still probably know, but if not, you should go to YouTube and look up the song, The Heart of the Matter. But it's a great line. It talks a lot about forgiveness and things, but there's just one great line in it that just have really ruminated a lot in my mind and heart over the past few years when storms in life happen and things that, you know, they just don't make any kind of sense at all. But Don Henley in that song, The Heart of the Matter, has this one great line that says, "The more I know, the less I understand." Oh, can I get an amen on that? Is that true? Isn't it true? As you get older, you know, you think, you know, man, I know more things. I've learned more things. I have more knowledge. I have more life experience. I have more wisdom, hopefully. Okay. And yet, the more I know, the less I understand. And I just find that to be so true, friends. And sometimes we're just not going to understand this side of heaven. So how can we have peace in the storms of life? Number one, just don't be surprised when the storms come. Okay, that's inevitable. Number two, though, know that Jesus is with you in the boat when you're in the storm. You know, sometimes our life, we feel like we're floating around in a boat and things are kind of out of control, just like the disciples did with Jesus. And I want to remind you that just like with them, that Jesus, even though he was asleep, okay, he was with them. And that's kind of maybe what you feel like today. Jesus is in your boat, but man, he's asleep. And yet I'm so thankful to know, friends, that he's still with you. And just like with them, he knew what was going on. I love Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, though. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you." I'm so thankful to know that today, even though we be in a storm, we may feel weak, we may feel discouraged, that we can be strong and courageous, and we don't have to be terrified of whatever storm it is, because God is with us, and he promises to never leave us or forsake us. And I can remember my dad saying one time when I was going through a stressful season, a storm in life, and he listened very patiently and kindly, and then he just smiled and responded and said, "You know, son, I don't think God's in heaven right now, wringing his hands, wondering what he's going to do next in your life." So maybe somebody needs to hear that today. And sometimes when I get my peace stolen because of a storm in my life, I just kind of rub my hands and think about my dad saying that and kind of chuckle. I love Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 from the Message version. It says, "Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear, for I'm your God. I'll give you strength today. I'm going to help you. I'll hold you steady and keep a firm grip on you." Sometimes you feel like, yo, man, nobody else has got my back. Nobody's got me. And friends, I want to let you know, God has got you today. He wants to help you. The Bible tells us, if God is for us, who can be against us? So I want to encourage you with that today to say, you know what? Hey, God, I don't understand what's going on, but I trust you. I truly do trust you, Lord. Even though I don't understand, I don't really see how you're going to make good out of this. But as Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And to remind you today, he has a purpose for your one and only life. I also love the NIV version of Isaiah 41:10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now some of you think, "Oh, I didn't know God was right-handed." Sorry, that was bad. But you know, the fact of the matter is, God will hold you up today. We're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we'll continue looking at how we can have peace in the storms of life on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.